This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of bone tumor staging systems from the pathology section on orthobullets.com. Prognosis of bone cancer depends on the following variables: 1. Overall stage of the disease, 2. Presence of metastasis, 3. Skip or discontinuous lesions within the same bone, 4. Histologic grade, and 5. Tumor size. Again, the prognosis of bone cancer depends on 1. Overall stage of disease, 2. Presence of metastasis, 3. Skip lesions within the same bone, 4. Histologic grade, and 5. Tumor size. There are two staging systems that are commonly used: the MSTS or Enneking staging system and the AJCC staging system. Let's first talk about the MSTS or the Enneking staging system. This is the most popular and useful for orthopedic surgeons. And there are technically two systems, one for malignant lesions and one for benign lesions. Malignant lesions are defined using Roman numerals. For example, osteosarcoma most commonly presents as stage 2B. Benign lesions are defined using Arabic numbers. 1 equals a latent lesion, for example, a non-ossifying fibroma, and another example is an enchondroma. 2 equals an active lesion, for example, an ABC or a UBC, chondromyxoid fibroma, or a chondroblastoma. And finally, 3 equals an aggressive lesion, for example, a giant cell tumor of bone. Now, let's go over the different stages according to the MSTS Enneking staging system. And keep in mind that each stage corresponds to a grade, site of the lesion, and the presence or absence of metastasis. So stage 1A corresponds to a low-grade lesion, and the site is T1 or intracompartmental, and the metastasis is none, which is denoted by M0. Stage 1B also corresponds to a low-grade lesion, however the site is T2 or extracompartmental, and there's also no metastasis, which again is denoted as M0. Stage 2A is a high-grade lesion, and the site is T1 or intracompartmental, and there is no metastasis, or M0. Stage 2B is also a high-grade lesion, however the site is T2 or extracompartmental, and again there is no metastasis, or M0. Stage 3 is a metastatic grade lesion, and the site is T1 or intracompartmental, and as far as metastasis, this is denoted as M1, which is either regional or distant. Stage 3A is a metastatic grade lesion, and the site is T1 or intracompartmental, and as far as metastasis, it is denoted as M1, which is regional or distant. Stage 3B is also a metastatic grade lesion, the site is T2 or extracompartmental, and as far as metastasis, stage 3B lesions are also denoted as M1, which are regional or distant. As far as tumor compartments, intracompartmental is defined as bone tumors that are confined within the cortex of the bone. Extracompartmental refers to bone tumors that extend beyond the bone cortex. As far as tumor grade, histologically, tumors are graded based on the percentage of cellular atypia. So low-grade tumors have low metastatic potential, for example, periosteal osteosarcoma. High-grade tumors have greater metastatic potential, for example, intramedullary osteosarcoma, Ewing sarcoma, or dedifferentiated chondrosarcoma. Now let's talk about the AJCC staging system. This is based on 4 stages, and each stage corresponds to a grade, size of the lesion, depth of the lesion, presence or absence of any nodal involvement, metastasis, as well as 5-year survival. So starting with stage 1A, this corresponds to a low-grade lesion that is less than 8 centimeters in size. It can be any depth. It does not involve any nodes. It does not involve metastasis, and the 5-year survival is 98%. Stage 1B is also a low-grade lesion that is greater than 8 centimeters, and it does not involve any metastasis. Stage 2A is a high-grade lesion that is less than 8 centimeters. It can be any depth. There is no nodal involvement. There is no metastasis, and there is an 82% 5-year survival. Stage 2B is a high-grade lesion that is greater than 8 centimeters. The depth is superficial. There is no nodal involvement. There is no metastasis, and the 5-year survival is also 82%. Stage 3 lesions can be any grade, and as far as size, this stage is characterized by discontinuous or skip lesions, and as far as depth, stage 3 lesions are deep. They do not involve any nodes. they do not have metastasis, and the 5-year survival is 52%. Stage 4A can be any grade, the size can be any size, there is no nodal involvement, and metastasis is typically to the lung. Stage 4B can be any grade, any size, and any depth. Nodal involvement is present with 4B lesions. Stage 4B lesions do involve metastasis other than the lung, and the 5-year survival is 30%. Prognosis for soft tissue tumors in the AJCC staging system depends on grade, size, nodes, and metastasis. So low-grade lesions are denoted as G1 and G2, and high-grade lesions are denoted as G3 and G4. As far as size, T1 lesions are less than 8 centimeters, and T2 lesions are greater than 8 centimeters. As far as nodal involvement, N0 corresponds to no regional nodes, and N1 corresponds to regional nodes. As far as metastasis, the presence of distant metastasis automatically elevates the patient to stage 4 disease. Okay, so now that we've gone over the major points about this topic, let's go over a few questions to apply the information and get a sense of how this topic has been tested on past exams. The first question reads, as defined by the Ennaking Surgical Staging System, a stage 2B sarcoma would be, and the choices are 1, low-grade, intracompartmental without metastasis, 2, high-grade, intracompartment without metastasis, 3, low-grade, extracompartmental without metastases, 4, high-grade, extracompartmental without metastases, and 5, high-grade, extracompartmental with regional or distant metastases. The correct answer to this question is 4, high-grade, extracompartment without metastases. So a bone tumor staged as 2B is defined by the Ennaking Surgical Staging System as high-grade, extracompartment, and without metastases. Stage 2B is the most frequent stage of osteosarcoma at presentation. The prognosis of bone cancer depends on the following variables. 1. Overall stage of disease, for example, based on the Ennaking staging system. 2. Presence of metastasis, for example, a regional skip or discontinuous lesions or distant lesions. 3. The histological grade. 4. Tumor size. And 5. Tumor type. The two most common staging systems used are the MSTS, or Ennaking staging system, as well as the AJCC staging system. Ennaking et al. Created two staging systems for malignant and benign lesions. The malignant system uses Roman numerals, and benign uses Arabic numbers. The stages in the MSTS, or Ennaking staging system, are 1A, which corresponds to low-grade, intracompartmental, and no metastases, 1B, which is low-grade, extracompartmental, and no metastases, Stage 2A, which is high-grade, intracompartmental, and no metastases. Stage 2B, which is high-grade, extracompartmental, and no metastases. And Stage 3, which is any grade with distant metastases. Moving on to the next question. A 12-year-old boy is diagnosed with osteosarcoma of the left distal femur. The lesion measures 7 centimeters in its greatest dimension and is associated with a soft tissue mass that extends into the vastus lateralis. A CT scan of the chest is normal. A bone scan reveals another lesion in the contralateral right proximal femur. Biopsy of the right proximal femur lesion also reveals osteosarcoma. According to the American Joint Committee on Cancer, or AJCC, what is the stage of this tumor? And the choices are 1, 2A, 2, 2B, 3 is 3, 4 is 4A, and 5 is 4B. The correct answer to this question is 5, 4B. So the AJCC staging system for bone sarcomas is based on tumor grade, size, and the presence as well as location of metastases. Stage 1 tumors are low grade, stage 2 tumors are high grade. Stage 1 and stage 2 are subdivided based on size. Stages 1A and 2A are less than or equal to 8 centimeters in their greatest linear measurement. Stages 1B and 2B are greater than 8 centimeters in size. Stage 3 tumors are those that have skip metastases, which are defined as discontinuous lesions within the same bone. Stage 4A involves pulmonary metastases, whereas stage 4B includes patients with non-pulmonary metastases. Therefore, the stage of this tumor would be 4B. And moving on to the final question. A 13-year-old girl presents with an isolated distal femur osteosarcoma that extends into the soft tissue. Workup is negative for metastasis, but biopsy reveals a high-grade lesion. what is the stage of this tumor by the Musculoskeletal Tumor Society system? And the choices are 1, 1A, 2, 2A, 3, 1B, 4, 2B, and 5, 3. The correct answer to this question is 4, 2B. So this patient has an osteosarcoma that is high-grade, extracompartmental, and without metastases, so it is a 2B by the MSTS staging system. This is the most common MSTS stage for an osteosarcoma to present. Let's quickly review one more time the stages of the MSTS or Enneking staging system. 1A is low-grade, intracompartmental with no metastases. Stage 1B is low-grade, extracompartmental with no metastases. Stage 2A is high-grade, intracompartmental with no metastases. Stage 2B is high-grade, extracompartmental with no metastases. And stage 3 is any grade with distant metastases. That's all for this review about bone tumor staging systems. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. Keep in mind that these podcasts are designed to go along with the topics on orthobullets.com, and in fact, you can listen to these episodes right on the OrthoBullets website while going through the topic. If you've gotten any value from the OrthoBullets podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.